CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Operator, this is Mrs. Piper in room 412, and I put in a long-distance call a while ago, and I said... Oh, I see. All right. Circuits are busy. She's going to try again.
Well, look, if you two are coming downstairs to have breakfast with me, you better step on it. I got to get over to the head office.
Okay, I wanted to call Elna early before she went out. I can't imagine where they all were last night.
What are we going to do today, Mommy?
Oh, there's lots of things to do in New York, Betsy.
Hey, why don't you take her to Radio City Music Hall?
Yes, well, I want to see what movie is playing there first, you know. Hello, Elna?
Yes. No, we're in New York. How's the weather back home?
No, it is. Oh, the sun is shining here. It is just lovely.
It's long distance. Never mind the weather.
Elna, listen, I did a dumb thing. I knew I'd forget something. My traveler's check.
It wouldn't be so funny if that boat sailed today instead of a week from this.
Yeah, now listen carefully. I gave you the keys to the house, didn't I? Well, the travel checks are in my brown purse, and I'm not sure exactly where that is. All the excitement of leaving, so you'll just have to look around. But it's probably in my closet upstairs on the shelf. Yeah. Well, just mail them to me here at the hotel. Yes. Well, we'll be here all next week until Friday.
Why don't we go down to the dining room, start eating, Daddy? I'm so hungry.
No, darling, we'll wait for you.
No, that's right. Well, I tried to call you last night, but no answer. Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, well, I will.
Come on. Thanks a lot, Elner.
Well, we'll send you postcards from various places.
Honey.
Thank you. Yes, he's right here. Well, you better hold on. Elner wants to say goodbye to you.
She just said goodbye a dozen times.
She wants to say bone boy yash to you. Go on, get him. Yeah.
Hello, Elner. Oh, well, thank you. Yes, we will. Yes. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Yeah, honestly. Come on, please. Let's go. I'm hungry.
Yes, dear goodness. I hope she finds my traveler's check. I'm not sure I put them in my brown purse.
Sunday, CBS Radio brings solid listening entertainment to millions of fans of adventure, mystery, and Western drama. In addition to the fast-moving adventures from the files of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, there's thrilling drama on suspense and outstanding tales of the Old West on Have Gun, Will Travel and Gunsmoke. Radio's theater of thrills, Suspense, roams far and wide to bring you high-attention drama. Yarns definitely not recommended for the faint of heart. Have Gun, Will Travel chronicles the action-filled junkets of pistol-packing ex-Army officer Paladin. And every Sunday on CBS Radio, you can follow the course of U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon's constant Gunsmoke battle with the forces of lawlessness. Make it a point to be by your radio each Sunday for this quartet of first-rate radio dramas. Johnny Dollar, Suspense, Have Gun, Will Travel, and Gunsmoke. Remember, for the very finest in music and variety programs, news and commentary, as well as top dramatic entertainment, always keep your dial set for CBS Radio.
Well, all right, now what are we going to have to eat? I think I'll have this number one here, orange juice, toast, and coffee.
Well, you see that? Everything's a la carte in my menu.
Huh? Oh. Oh, here, you didn't get one. Here, separate breakfast menu.
Oh, thank you. Gee,
I love to that. Don't you, Daddy? This is the dining room pretty.
Yeah, prices are pretty, too. All right, come on now. What are you going to have?
Well, I'm going to have just orange juice and toast and coffee for me, too, Dad.
Okay, same thing for Betsy, except milk for her.
Yeah, that's all she'll eat. Some jam for the toast, maybe something like
that. Oh, I want pancakes and saltfish.
Oh, honey, I don't think they have them.
Yes, they do. It says so right here. Oh. And I want some hot muffins, too. I'm just stop.
Because she never eats like this at home. Take her out and she orders everything in sight.
Now, you will never eat a whole order of pancakes and sausage and hot muffins, Betsy, never.
Yes, I will. Stop.
Okay, she can have them.
She will never eat all that, dear. Goodness, one of the reasons I said it wouldn't cost much more to take her to Europe was that she eats like a bird.
Yeah, I know, but just this once, huh? You see,
honestly,
what she doesn't eat, I'll finish up, or it won't be wasted.
Yeah.
That is, if we ever get any pancakes... Well, and Sam Hill is our waiter.
Oh, dear, he's been over here twice. We haven't made up our minds.
Yeah, well, look, you order, will you? I'm going out in the lobby and get a newspaper.
All right, dear, all right. Betsy, sit up straight, please, darling, and don't play with the silverware.
Why don't we get any flowers on our table?
Oh, I don't know, honey.
Ask the waiter if we can have some flowers, too.
Oh, all right, when it comes
out. Gee, this trip is fun already, isn't it? I can't wait to get on the boat, can you?
Oh, darling, we have a whole week to wait. We'll have fun in New York while Daddy's busy. We'll go see the stores. There's lots of museums, and Mommy has some friends here I might call up. You and I are going to find lots of things to do.
Thank you very much. Hey, there's a long-distance call for you.
Me?
Yeah, well, Mrs. Piper, they said.
Oh, good heavens, who could it be? You think it's your mother? Something wrong with the baby?
I don't know, darling. You want to take it out there?
I better go up to the room. Give me the key.
Yeah.
Honestly, what could be wrong now?
Come in.
I guess you got the key.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just a second.
What are you doing up here?
We ordered breakfast, we started eating, and you didn't come back down. Who was it on the phone?
Eleanor. She's frantic. As soon as I called, she drove over to our house right away so she could get back because Fred wanted the car. Well, she can't find my brown purse with the Travis
everywhere.
She said she rushed in the house, tore upstairs, and looked on the closet shelf. She said only my red purse was there and no Travis checks in there.
Oh.
She thought maybe I meant the downstairs closet in the front hall, so she rushed back down and looked there. No purse is in there at all.
Oh, honest to Pete, I never... Well, you better come down and eat some breakfast. I left Betsy down there with her pancakes.
Left her alone? No, she hates that. She'll start crying.
She'll start crying my foot. She's already made friends with a waiter. We got a bouquet of flowers on a table big enough you can't even see over them.
Well, I'm not coming down. I'll have some coffee sent up. I'm waiting for Eleanor to call back. I told her, some other places to look around the house.
Yeah, well, all these long-distance phone calls are certainly something that weren't figured in the money needed for a trip to Europe.
I'm sorry, dear. Really, I am.
You know, well, we haven't even got the money in our checking account, to write out a personal check here and convert it into traveler's check.
I know.
I gave you the money once. I sell my stamp collection. I give you the money. It seems
please,
to me...
Please, dear. Now, look, I feel
all right,
bad
all right. Now, look, I know you don't want to hear this, but it does seem to me that something should impress you with the importance of being more careful about things. I mean, that's all it is, Just carelessness.
Look, I had a lot to think about. To begin with, we left sooner than I planned. I had Betsy's clothes to get ready. I had to get
a
permanent...
I know all that.
I had
one of your troubles, and it's true of most women. You are extremely careful with unimportant things and darn careless with important things.
I think it's mean of you to make me feel worse. Goodness knows.
Look, it may be mean of me, but by jumping Jupiter, it's necessary. Here we are. Now, look, figure this. On our way to Europe. And
well, I won't be going if I don't find my traveler's check.
Oh, you'll go. There'll be a lot of rigmarole, phoning the bank, explaining it all to them, and somehow I'll straighten it out.
You can? Oh, darling.
Just don't darling me at this point, because I want you to understand that losing things in Europe is not going to be as simple as losing things here. You have got to learn to hang on to things. If you lose your passport, believe me, we'll be involved in one big mess. If you lose a smallpox certificate, the United States Customs will have plenty to say when we try to get back into the country. Don't forget that.
You've got all those. I gave you our passports and the smallpox things yesterday. You put them in your briefcase.
I know, but I'm just saying that if at any time, and it's possible, you might carry them yourself over there if you lose them.
I won't ever take them. I'll just let you keep them all the time, Mom.
You can't go around without money. Well, what if you're by yourself sometime in Paris or Italy or somewhere? You lay your purse down somewhere in that way that you have when you're shopping, and then just walk off and forget
well,
it. And, well, there you'll be. Strange country. You can't speak the language. Not even any money to get back to the hotel.
I'll try to be very careful, dear. I really will.
You'll have to do better than just try. You better be careful.
I will.
All right.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't make me sound as if I'm completely out of pain.
Well, I am sorry. I'll admit it. I get sort of panicky at the thought of you and Aunt Effie wandering around sightseeing while I'm tied up on business. But Pete says you two have lost each other just going down to the shopping center.
Oh, that one time.
Yeah.
I just forgot to tell her where I parked the car, and she didn't tell me she was going to the drugstore. We just...
Well, I might add, she left her umbrella, and I had to go down and get it. That same day, I believe, that you forgot to mail in my income tax, which was why you went down there to begin with.
You are giving me an inferiority complex.
Well, I can't help it.
Maybe that's Eleanor. Hello? Yes, it is. Yes, I'll hold on.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. It's new. It's special.
What's this? Continental 6-month floor wax in new special size?
Yes. Now, for the first time, you can get the new special size 6-month floor wax for just about half the price of the regular can. That's right. The very same Wonder Wax that's guaranteed not to walk away, wash away, wear away for 6 full months is now available for the amazing low price of only 79 cents. Imagine, with the new special size 6-month floor wax, you can take a summer vacation from weekly waxing and save money, too. Yes, wax just once with 6-month floor wax, and the same normal care that keeps your floors clean now keeps them gleaming bright, scuff resistant all summer long, or your money back. So this summer, relax. Don't wax. Look for 6-month floor wax in the new half-price special size today. Only 79 cents everywhere. Get Continental 6-month wax.
Yes, operator, I'm still holding up. Hello? Yes?
Is it Eleanor?
Oh, thank you, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Where was my purse? In the laundry room.
The laundry room?
Now, why would I... Oh, yes, that's right. When I came home, I remembered I had things in the dryer, and I... Well, anyhow, you found it. Yes, well, the Travers check's in it. Oh, fine. Well, now, look, mail the check to me right here. What?
Well, I'm going down and finish my breakfast, my cold coffee.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Wait a minute, dear. It was? Why, no, it couldn't be. He has it with him. Don't you? Don't you have your passport?
Certainly I have my passport in my briefcase. Why?
Ella went in your den to look for my purse, and she said there's a passport lying right on the blotter. She says it's yours.
Well, that's ridiculous. I know I'm...
Well, you better look, dear. You certainly don't have 2 passports.
No.
Oh, that's Betsy. Let her in. Eleanor, he's looking, but whatever that is, you'd better send it along with my check. Yes.
Gee, I finished breakfast. What are you all doing?
Thank you, Eleanor. We will. All right. Goodbye, and thanks a million. Goodbye.
Are you looking for your wallet, Daddy?
No, Daddy isn't, dear.
Well, here it is. A girl brought it to the table. She said Daddy must have left it when he bought a newspaper.
Oh, well, that was nice of your wallet, Daddy.
Thank you.
Don't bother looking for your passport. I'm sure you have it. And whatever it is that Eleanor found, she is sending on to us anyhow. I bet you come back down to us while Daddy and I have some coffee. Hey, can I say something, dear?
No. No, I have nothing to say. Oh, boy.
Come on, then. Let's have breakfast and talk about our trip. Let's plan what we'll do next week with Aunt Effie gets here. Shall we do that?
I know now what I did. I was looking for something. I took out my passport, and I suppose what happened...
You don't have to smile.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers, and is produced by Walter Hart.